Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I have the Beatniks here, Kendall and Seth from the Beatniks, here to talk about upcoming gig at Beer Fest and a few more associated topics. Good morning, folks. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Good morning.
Very good.
Nice.
Good.
Yeah. Maybe to see. How was Halloween last night? Did you celebrate?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, we had a party we went to together. I was a Powerpuff Girl.
Nice. Wait, what one? Buttercup or...
Blossom.
Blossom. Is that the red one?
Yes. The red hair kind of made it pretty
easy. Yeah,
which one to pick, you know?
Yeah.
He looked good. He looked good.
Oh, yeah. Man. Who'd you go with?
I was Frigley. I was Frigley from Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Because Logan was Greg, and Stan was Roderick. And then Becca was Rowley.
So,
and I was
Frigley. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so yeah, cool. But it's like, what happened? Like, I hadn't, like... thought of any sort of like costume, and so you just end up being Frigley. You have like 10 minutes to go, it's like you just end up with the Frigley role, you know?
So I've never actually read or seen the books.
Oh, no way.
Seen the movies. I've seen the books around, I haven't read the books, I haven't seen the movies. What is the role of Frigley? Is he a goofy goober?
I'd say comic relief would be the nicest way to...
Yeah, like his name's... Yeah.
He's the drummer.
His name's Frigley, man. Like, he's just just like a gross sort of weird kid. He's got a secret freckle, I've got my secret freckle.
Oh, that's very secret. Yeah, very, very undercover.
Yeah. If you wanted to see that. Exclusive to this room right now. Everyone else missed out.
Oh, man. We'll get some promo on that later in the program. But, you played a Dig the Gig quite recently. Yeah. You took an L. How did that feel?
He took a fat L.
Yeah, just a massive second place, you know.
It was honestly, apart from said L, it was such a wonderful night. It was really fun.
That was really cool. Really, really cool.
Having three other bands where we could actually just hang out and like kind of get to know and kind of share a space with them was honestly really, really special.
Nice.
It was a really lovely night.
And it was cool, of course, as well, the winning band, Bliss. We'd played with them in Auckland when we were on our tour last year.
Oh, wow.
You know, we'd already sort of, already on a good sort of, you know, knew them. They're cool guys, you know, so it was really sick to, you know, share the stage with them again. You know?
Nice.
Yeah. Fucking, they deserved it, man. They were fucking...
They were really good.
They were
so cool.
Really
good. That's awesome. I'm really happy to hear. Kendall, what happened to your phone in Christchurch?
Oh, God.
No. I feel like Nardware over here.
Well, I guess, simply put, after Dig the Gig, right? There was a dub show, like, maybe a kilometre away.
Yeah. Mm. Not even. Like 300 metres.
300 metres away. Me and Seth and I, we walked to said dub gig. I'm not let in for reasons that are justified.
Your phone was dead, so you didn't have the ticket.
Right.
Thank you for finding that. Crazy memory, mate.
So, you're broke.
So Seth goes in and I go, hey, man, it's all good. I'll catch you later. I'm going to walk back and charge my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I then proceed to walk back to Dig the Gig, the venue.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of come to. And it's 3-4 hours later. Christchurch is a ghost town.
Oh no.
I've lost my phone. It's no longer in my pocket. Not only is it dead, I just don't have it. I then somehow find a taxi, like, get taken back to the hotel we're staying at.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, just 3 hours of my life are gone.
No.
And in the small little block of Christchurch, we're talking like two street widths. Did I pass out?
Yeah.
Did I knock myself out?
Yeah.
Like, what did I do?
Yeah.
We did find my phone.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I was on the way back to Dunedin, and Logan rang, just saying how lucky I was that someone who was working in that vicinity, I just found it on in the car park the next day.
Oh, miraculous.
And so I'm just, I also hate to admit, this is not the first time this has happened, you know.
No.
Oh, it's just...
You know those little kind of elastic things that people keep on their waist that go...
Yeah.
You should get another one in for your phone.
Yeah, we've got a little
Yeah,
well, it's kind of a joke, but
we've got an idea of having like the Kindle Cam, you know, like just like a constant live stream, just some kind of like GoPro, just so we can sort of keep tabs.
You should have two, one like coming from down the neck, so you can see his face, or up top like that train guy from TikTok.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's awesome.
Just got to keep a lookout for him, man.
Yeah.
Maybe a live feed would be.
Yeah, like we trust it. It's just a tool, you know.
It's like when people put a GoPro on a cat collar, you know, you want to see what it's up to for the day. What it's doing. Just ordering shirts off of the internet, Coronation Street t-shirts.
Yeah, gotta be done, man.
Yeah, for those who are listening, because you're all listening, Kendall's wearing a Gail Platt Coronation Street vintage t-shirt. It's incredible. It's beautiful. Love
if
the graphic
you know, you know.
If you know, you know, man. Yeah. Were you a Coronation Street kid, Seth?
No, not at all.
Street?
Not at all. No.
There's no TV?
It's usually one or the other, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just not those shows, man. Okay. You know, not those, eh? I mean, what do we have? Criminal Minds is always good. Those,
I've actually just started that. That's incredible show.
Those are always pretty good. You know, the TV2 sort of like 8:30, you know, the later on shows.
Yeah.
No, those are always good.
Nice. You know? Yeah, I rate them. You guys playing Beer Fest next week. Very exciting. Saturday, Friday?
Both.
Okay,
days,
cool.
Yeah.
What is your favourite beers?
I'm a massive hazy guy.
Oh, yeah?
I love a hazy.
Hazies are nice.
Monteith's either... they've got like a gold one.
Yes.
I can't remember the actual name of it.
Yeah, another one.
Or like the West Coast. It's like the purple can.
Yep. One of the two.
I love a hazy.
Yeah, hazy's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Any of the Max, I think it's the Apparition. Maybe the purple Max, I think, potentially.
Uh-huh.
And then the Slim Hazy's. Just any of those ones always good. They're like slightly above the cheapest beer, you know? But
the mid-range.
Yeah.
A little bit of class, you know?
Yeah. And a little bit of steez.
Man of fine taste, you know?
And anything in a green bottle was like, I'm not saying no.
Anything in any bottle. I just I'm having it. Glug, glug. I think Corona is probably like my go-to, in a quick knit. But if I spend like an hour at the beer aisle just analysing all the choices, usually something in the Emerson's variety.
London Emerson's Porter. I always love a dark beer.
The opposite, but I respect it.
Just a couple, you know. You're not getting crazy on a bunch of dark beers.
That is like next level. That's like a demon unlock right there.
That's commitment.
Logan told me that you are all big fans of the Talk Tour podcast. Did you see the latest episode with Baby Gronk and the Rizzler?
No. I need to see that episode with JoJo Siwa. I feel like I need to see the highlights of that.
Is that real?
Ultimate JoJo Siwa. Respectfully, ultimate phone roll.
Yeah.
It's actually hilarious. I went to their YouTube channel yesterday, and the Talk to a Meme is doing better than the actual podcast. The podcast's only getting like a couple hundred thousand views. I thought it would be getting millions, on Joe Rogan type level, because of how much attention it's getting, but it's not.
It's got to be the longest 5 minutes of fame I've ever had.
I know, right?
It's crazy. So I remember when it came out, it wasn't the actual video. It took me so long to find the actual video itself. All I could see was just like this person has used her 15 minutes of fame and made some t-shirts and a podcast and this and this and this, you know.
It's miraculous.
Yeah, gotta respect it.
Yeah, I respect it. I mean, if I were in the same shoes, I would.
I'd talk to him.
Oh man. Thank you both for coming on very much. We don't have a heck of a lot of time, but I do want to ask a couple more things. You've got an EP coming out next year. The tracks are all recorded apparently, but you haven't got a name for the EP or any of the tracks. Why is this?
Because we're just pretty
the music comes first.
Naming things, to be honest.
We've had a shocking run with. We kind of have like a. This has happened a few times now where it's like we have like a running kind of title for the song.
Yeah. But it's not a good one. Like they're just not good, and none of us are really sold on any of the names, but it's just like we don't know.
Can you reveal any of the potential names?
What do we actually at this
stage, me down Saturday
running night. Yeah, we got what are the titles at this stage? We have
we quite literally have a song called Intro Song.
Song, Ollie's song,
Buckley-esque
song.
Yeah.
So see that this is why we
Yeah.
We need to work on this.
That's why it's covered out next year.
For sure.
We need like 4 months to come up with next.
Got to sleep on it. Yeah.
Well, hopefully, are you guys more of a honk shoe or like a. What are your vibes? Sleeping vibes.
I'd say the former.
The honk shoe.
Yeah.
Deep breath. That's a deep breath.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I'd love to meet a
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Hey, we could get the whole band in here and ask this question.
Yeah.
Let's not do that. Thank you both for coming on a lot. Is there any anything else you'd like to plug? Gig-wise? Tune-wise?
We just can't wait to play Beer Fest.
Yeah,
8th and 9th
massive,
of November.
Massive gigs, yeah. So be there, you know, for the 8th and 9th. Then obviously in New Year's we have R&A as well.
Yes,
we'll be doing that on the 30th, so... Two massive, unreal gigs. Like if you're there listening, you know, it's going to be awesome. You know, it's going to be the best, you know, just gonna
be a vibe.
Yeah.
Beer Fest and R&A. It's going to be so awesome.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Good luck with all that. I'll see you next week at the Beer Fest. I'll be there as well. Beautiful. Doing some little goofy gigs.
Cool. Awesome. Look forward to seeing you then.
Likewise. All right. Thank you very much for coming on the program, gents. It was fantastic talking to you.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. All right, folks. That was Kendall and Seth from the Beatniks chatting about a variety of things from the Talk Tour podcast to Beer Fest. It's 10:13 here on the program. We're going to play.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.